For the off week, the self-scouting, anything stand out, specifics, or was it were recurring things, or were things you'd seen all along anyway?
I mean, you know, for us, there's not as many plays, so it's really a self-scout every week. You know, we're able to study it a little bit more. But nothing really shocking came up. You know, we made some subtle changes that I think will help us, especially in the return game. But nothing out of the ordinary that not everybody could see. So hopefully we can get some of the things corrected. You know, there's two really critical plays that occurred, the one in Carolina and the one in San Francisco. We were able to get out of the one in San Francisco with the win. We weren't in Carolina, so we just need to keep those things in check for sure.
The long punt return the Patriots had just before halftime, what broke down on that?
I mean, you know, there was a couple things, really. It all, like we said, that week, it all starts with the kick or the punt, and, you know, then it's a collective effort throughout the coverage part of it. And, you know, we just didn't do as good a job, obviously, as we needed to do. We knew he was a talented guy, as we all saw last week when he breaks a 84-yarder against Denver. I mean, he's a real talented returner. But you got to put those guys in what we call manageable space, put them in smaller spaces. And we didn't do that in that particular area, for sure.
An angle situation, a hang tack situation?
I mean, you know, like we said, it was blowing pretty hard that day. And we just didn't. We didn't execute all the way around.
Offense, the possible changes on the line and so forth. Did you make personnel shifts that we won't see them obviously until the game? Have you moved some people around?
You know, there's not many personnel shifts you can make this time of year because your 46-man roster stays pretty basic unless there's injuries and all those type of things. You know, we'll have a chance to get some guys back because we're healthier. But that's, again, we have to make those decisions as the week goes on, and you know, see how those go going into the weekend.
Phil expressed last Monday when he came in here and talked to us about how he was trying to build the roster, build depth on the roster with some young guys that he sees, you know, has a little bit of ceiling. How much of an adjustment has that been for you with all these new faces? And I don't know how many of them, you know, may have played in college special teams or anything like that. How has that challenge unfolded for you?
I mean, I think that those guys are now in the system for long enough, for the most part, that they're going to keep getting better. And I think it's just an adjustment. Like I said early on in camp, and it's gone through all the way, guys have to get experience. And that's the hardest thing to go through as a coach. You want everything to be perfect all the time, and it just isn't, you know. And so I think the more experience they get, the more they've seen things, the better they'll be. And we gotta continue to keep trying to push the envelope and get everybody as well versed in all the systems that we can get.
Did Phil give you any indication ahead of time, or is this just something that he decided on right before the regular season? This was the way he's going to go, rather than maybe keep some veterans who, you know, had been on special teams.
I mean, it's an organizational decision that goes on, you know, throughout the course of camp and throughout the course of the off season, and then, you know, right at the end of camp. So it's something that we discussed, and we, you know, we had to make an adjustment for some things, and some of them we knew were coming. So it was really both.
What allows a younger guy to have a sort of a breakthrough on special teams and really understand, you know, more about that phase that they didn't know coming?
Well, I think the biggest adjustment for most of them is the only time they're seeing the field is when they're in the kicking game, or when they're in the kicking game, and that's fourth down or, you know, kickoff or a kickoff return. So I think the number of plays that you get on offense or defense in college, you know, you're looking at it, okay, it's a 70-play game and I'm out there for 50 of those plays. Well, you're finding out that when I'm not out there for those many, you have to make the adjustments, and you have to be good within those 10 or 15 plays that you get. So I think their urgency has to increase for sure. That, I mean, just because of the numbers.
Is that an urgency all week long type of thing?
Yeah, I'm going to try to, you know, we're trying to keep them as urgent as possible and trying to teach them as fast as we can. And they're learning. They really are. I mean, I know sometimes it hasn't shown up in that point, but, you know, there's a lot of things that they've done well, and we just got to accentuate those things and eliminate the negatives.
With a guy like Teddy, obviously you had familiarity with him going back to Dallas. What did you like about him there and when he came here? here, what you thought you could use with him? Obviously, speed's a natural thing.
Speed, no question. But you know, the other thing about him is, for not playing football in college, he's tough. I mean, he's got a real toughness to him. He puts his head in there and puts his face in there and does some things that you know, aren't natural sometimes. And that's the thing that you liked about him. Plus his attitude and the way he goes about, you know, trying to get better. That's what you're hoping for. All those guys, you're pulling for him. I mean, I am anyway.